to Iran now and questions about its nuclear program. For months, U.S. spy agencies have been working on a new national intelligence estimate on Iran. The effort is behind schedule. That's because of Tehran's recent announcement that it has begun producing nuclear fuel on an industrial scale. As NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, analysts are weighing that and other new information, trying to decide whether to revise the longstanding judgment that Iran is 5 to 10 years away from a bomb.
It's been 2 years since the last NIE, National Intelligence Estimate, on Iran. In that time, U.S. intelligence has consistently judged that the earliest Iran might get a nuclear weapon is 2010, and that the more likely date is several years later, around 2015. But today, Thomas Finger, the most senior U.S. intelligence analyst, suggested in an interview with NPR that new information might change that.
That is one of the questions that we've got to weigh the new information to see what that does to our judgment.
Finger is also chairman of the National Intelligence Council, which produces NIEs. The Iran NIE was originally expected early this spring. Finger says it's slowed down a bit due to Iran's announcement about industrial-scale production, as well as new reporting from the IAEA, the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Group, and, quote, some other new information that we have. Finger says analysts are sifting through all this and asking some new questions about Iran's nuclear timeline.
It might change in the sense that we are serious about reexamining old evidence, looking at new evidence, and not simply carrying forward what we had. So it might change, but it might change because we're trying to be completely open-minded, a fresh look at the subject.
Iran's claims have been greeted with some skepticism in the West. Tehran has a history of exaggerating its nuclear progress, and its nuclear program has been dogged by technical glitches. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.